Yanka's not here today or Sunday. I wanted to speak yesterday. I wanted to mention something about Isru Chag. So I said today, you're allowed to be out with Isru Chag because Isru Chag itself falls on two different dates wherever you are. Eretz Yisrael is one day earlier, one day later here. The name Isru Chag comes from the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, which you say in Halel, Isru Chag Ba'avosam Ad Karnas HaMizbeach. Bind the yontov with cords until the corners of the mizbeach, in order to keep the yontov going. Tie it up. Don't let it go so easily. So it has some kedusha, and it only comes after Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, not after Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. What's interesting about this pasuk is, first of all, we say it when it comes after Sukkos. We say it in Tehillim on the normal day, the 24th day of the month. It's mentioned there because I heard from Yanki, he said that we say Hallel from the 15th to the 23rd of Tishri. And then, when the other bit to the end of the month, we say in Hanukkah from the 25th of Kislev all the way through into Tevis. So what's missing is day 24. Day 24 is Hallel. That's what we say. Day 24 to Hillim, Kuf Yud Ches, is Hallel. So it's like it's made up for it, so it's actually mentioned on the day. Says the Nitzel Gavriel, Yom Shachar Yontov Isru Chag Ve'emis Anibur Shum Tanis. You don't fast at all. I feel a chosen v'yom chaposa, even a chosen on Derbis Chuppah. Carries on and he says, Isru Chag Yesh Lahada Lokum Teke Babur Kalaniyach Tefillin. One should be very Zoriz, be alert and put on tefillin as soon as you can, day after Yontov. Yeshnagim be'eretz hakdosh lubush be'isru chag tzas b'gdei Shabbos Yontov. They wear a little bit of the Shabbos clothes, the Yontov clothes. V'limnom emlochus b'yosoros, and to refrain to doing any superfluous works. Lichvod Yontov shel gola. Nagel habos ksas b'achil ishtia, also one eats a bit. V'nechshav lo'ik ila bonum izbeach, as if you built a mizbeach. V'ikro lo'v kor korbonus. An interesting ad. The gabei din isruchak halaylo shel achrov holech acha hayom shel afonov. The day after it goes after the night after it goes after the day. So it sounds like isruchak carries on, as it were, till yesterday evening. Didn't stop at shkia. So that's the Nitzel Gavriel when he says on Hilchos Pesach. He doesn't bring it in after Sukkos. He does bring it though. Speakers here. He does bring it though also after Shavuos. And there are a few other interesting things on Isru Chag. One is Yikba Zman Misuyim Lilma Torah Kedusha, a specific time day after Shavuos on Isru Chag is for learning. Another one from Morocco, Yesh Naga Laruch Lavias Genizas Hashemus Shal Sifre Torah Isru Chag. This is very Shemus of Sifre Torah, specifically on Isru Chag. Because just to show that, that how much we're taking care of the Torah, we're worried about it, Hashem should take care of us as well. Also, if on Shavuos, the President says Shechion on Shavuos, he can still set on Isru Chag and a few other days afterwards. Similarly, Mishle Ola L'Yerushalayim, Beregel, Yeshle Tashlimin, because Shavuos person didn't go up to Yerushalayim, not just Shavuos, when you have Tashlimin, any person who couldn't get up during Yontov should go or can go after Yontov. And there's no Bahab after Shavuos, although there is after Pesach and Sukkos. The reason being, it's only one day Yontov. That's all we have time for. We'll carry on something else on Sunday. Mitzvah Hashem. Started at the Torahway in Northwest London. Friday, Kof Hei Tishri, 17th of October. Ren Harav Rav Ben Yomin Grun, Shlita. Pasha theme. This week's Rebbe is sponsored by Family Moss on the 60th yard site of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Mosselman Rocha, whose yard site was on Simchas Torah. Benishmas, Rabbi Yosef Durban, Shem Macholz, for Itzkovitz. Our founder of Torahway.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I want to say that the drasha should be le'ili nishmas that we just heard. Reb Dudi, who's a good friend of mine, and he was always passionate about Torah away. I was with him in yeshiva. I was friendly with him throughout the years. His passion for Torah away was very distinct. He was always wanted to make sure that the Torah that is said of it is productive. People get involved in it. I remember distinctly one time I spoke, and he was so excited afterwards. It was such a debate of what I spoke about. There was people were messaging about it. For him, that's what it was all about. That it should be a discussion. People should speak about it. And I was thinking, what could be more appropriate than this week's Parsha? Parsha's Bereishis, Rashi says in this week's Parsha, the second Rashi in the Parsha. Bereishis, Bara Elohim es Hashemayim ves Haaretz. Says Rashi is a strange pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at the beginning Shemayim Va'aretz. Every kid in Cheder knows that there was the first day was Oyer, the second day was Shemayim, the third day was the Yabosha. Says Rashi, Eina Mikra Zayimon of Darsheni, this pasuk needs a drush. It doesn't really make sense, says Rashi. So Rashi says, yes, we need a drush. What's the drush? Bereishis, Bishvil, Yisrael, Shenikra, Reishis, Bishvil, Atoira, Shenikra, Reishis. Bereishis, because of Reishis. The whole idea, the whole tachlis of the whole entire Bria with all its complexity was for the purpose of Torah and Yisrael, which is actually one thing in essence. So when every time we start our day with the word of Torah, with the thought of Torah, we're doing the tachlis of Bria. See, that's what I'm saying, the drosh shabila l'nishmas shemdudi, my good friend. But that's what it's all about. If we understand and prioritize that the whole Bria, with all what's going on over here, the 8 billion people in the world and the whole universe, the entire universe of the galaxies, is all for the sake that we're now discussing these few words of Torah, it gives us a different perspective and different appreciation. So shataka bila l'nishmas. And we, each one of us, we should always try to empower ourselves with these ideas that the Torah, the world, is for the sake of Torah, for the words of Torah, for the discussion of Torah. So I would like to discuss a very topical subject, Maaseh Bereishis, that we actually do every week on a regular basis, midday Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, we commemorate Maaseh Bereishis. Very simply, that's on Shabbos Kodesh, which is Be'ez Hashem Shabbos Bereishis, the first Shabbos of the cycle of the Torah. Every single week, the idea of Shabbos, like every Yid knows, is to be commemorate Zeicher LeMaaseh Bereishis. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We go through a Shabbos, besides eating kugel and cholent, and keeping the melachos of Shabbos. The idea is that we're actually testifying and we're solidifying our emunah that the Bria was created through 6 days and Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested, and we're doing so the same thing. There's actually halacha. When we say on Friday night, we say Vayechula Shamayim Va'aretz with the chazan. We have to ensure to be standing. Why do we have to be standing? Why do we have to stand when we say Vayechulu? Said the poskim, because by the time when we're saying Vayechulu, it's equivalent to an Eidus. We are testifying. We're testifying our beliefs and solidifying that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this entire Bria through Sheishis Me'abreishis. Could be the whole world outside that, stepping out the world of the Torah, go to the universities and colleges. They don't necessarily go with that. They've got all these foolish ideas. But we, Klal Yisrael, we are being made testifying. That's where we're going to stand, because Aloch is Eidus has to be standing. You stand in the Beis Din, when you give Eidus, you have to be standing. And so too, there's another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If someone doesn't manage to say Vaychulu with the chazan, the poskim can bring down, you should say it with someone else Vaychulu. Why is that so? Why do you say Vaychulu with another person? For the same reason, because Eidus requires two people. Eidus are Pishna Meid Miyamdom. So you say it with someone else, you are testifying and stating, yes, I firmly amam in Bemuna Shleima, the Bria was created through 6 days of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melacha, and he was noch b'yoy mashvi, and that's what we're doing through keeping Shabbos. That's the essence of Shabbos. Like I said, sometimes we go through all Shabbos and we haven't clicked into that. That's very important. But I want to ask an obvious question. I didn't see really someone, people address this question, but not. I didn't see this question so clear. If we're commemorating on Shabbos Zeichel LeMaaseh Bereishis, that's the idea. We're saying Chulu, we're doing everything to show our belief, our Amunah and LeMaaseh Bereishis. There was Sheishis in May Bereishis. Why don't we do every single day make a Zeichel? I mean, there's no shortage of ideas. You could always work out how could you make a Zeichel for your Rishon, make some light candles or make it some. Be celebrate the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created on Yom Rishon. On Yom Sheni, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shomayim, do something which commemorates that. On Yom Shlishi, and so on and so forth. You could. Why is it specifically focused on Shabbos Kodesh, where we come along and we say, "Oh, now we're doing some Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis." Every single day, there should be a tzivui that we should do something to commemorate Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every day there was a bria. Sheishis Me'ya Ma'aseh, Sheishis Me'ya Bereishis. Why do we specifically put out all our focus to commemorate our belief and to show our belief and to testify on our belief on Shabbos Kodesh? Why is it focused on Shabbos? This needs an explanation. So perhaps we could explain this. There's a beautiful Beis Halevi in this week's parasha. The Beis Halevi is fundamental understanding what's going on in Sheishis Me'ya Bereishis. But with that, we could explain possibly this why specifically on Shabbos we get busy. Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis on Shabbos. The Beis Halevi is being masbo over here. The Rashi in this week's parasha. On the words Vaychol Hashemayim Oretz Vaychal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, Rashi says in the parasha, Vaychal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed everything on the seventh day. And the Rashi is explaining, what do you mean he completed on the seventh day? We all know, everyone knows, there was nothing happened on the seventh day. On the contrary, 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. On the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noch. So what does it mean by Chal Elokim Bayom Hashvi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed on the seventh day. He didn't do any melach on the seventh day. That's Rashi's question. So Rashi gives two explanations. So one explanation, which we're not going to go into, Rashi says, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodeya Ito V'Rogov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be precise and know exactly when Shabbos kicks in. So for seemingly, it might look like Bayom Hashvi, meaning a boss of a dom. That's why we do Tosefes Shabbos, because we're not sure when Shabbos is exactly the right time, so we're Moisef Shabbos on Friday. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Ito V'Rogov Nichnas Bo Kichut Asayra V'Nira Kilu Kilu Bayom. That's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi, this is where the Beis Halevi says is a beautiful pshat. He says like this, Dova Achir, says Rashi, Mahoyo Oilom Chose, what was the world lacking? Famous Rashi, Menucha, oh, the beautiful word. So that was lacking, what was lacking on in the world? Menucha, resting. Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha, Kolsov Nigmaram Loch. So, says Rashi, what was the world lacking? Menucha, that's why Chale Elokim Bayom Hashvi. Now the Beis Halevi is trying to explain this. What does it mean you finish with Menucha? Menucha is passive. It's not something that you do. On the contrary, you sit and you rest. That's what menucha means. Menucha means you're not doing anything. It's not an active. You're not doing something. It's a passive act, so to speak. So what's by chal elokim kol sov nigmar melocha? This is what the Beis Halevi is trying to explain. Says the Beis Halevi, unbelievable. And he says like this. He says, what's the difference between the sheishis mei bereishis and Shabbos? One would assume, like we understand, like we're told in Cheder, that what? 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy creating and Shabbos was resting, that's it, all done. Says Beis Halevi, you're making a mistake. That's not the case. We say every day, we said this morning, I'm a Chadesh Bechol Yoin Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis, says Beis Halevi. Every single day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Shabbos inclusive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish Bechol Yoin Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi, the pshat is that every moment of this bria, who's giving life to the bria? Who's the life machine of the bria? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said this morning, Atom Mechayes Kulam. what's giving life to the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kviyoch, would remove his input, the whole world will collapse. Would be Chayzi L'Toyva Boyu. So what's the difference between the 6 days of creation and Shabbos? Says the Beis Halevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating on Shabbos too. HaMechadosh B'Cholim Tomit. The difference is, on the 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing melacha. What does melacha mean? Melacha means he was creating something which wasn't there the previous day. It wasn't copy and paste, so to speak. On every day on the Bria, he says, the b'shishas yom boro boy dova chadosh mashalo hoya boy mikoidim. The 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating something new, something which wasn't there the day, previous day. That's considered melacha. Umeoz v'holo, says Rashi, says the Beis Levi, boroi b'chol rega alatmuya shahoya oilom berega koidem ketivoy o kesidroi bloishinu. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, he is creating every single moment. The fact that we're speaking from 1 second to the next is because Atom Mechayis Kulam, that's our belief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Yesh Me'ayin every single moment of the Bria, says the Beis Halevi. Says, that's the word Shabbos. Umelocha zu, the Hainu Bria B'loy Shinoi. That's the main point Beis Halevi is saying. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating something with, there's no change in the previous status. That is Shvisa. That's considered Shvisa. Meaning, what Beis Halevi is saying, it's not the pshat that there's nothing happening. Of course, something's happening. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't empower, wouldn't make it be mechayes kulam every single moment on Shabbos, inclusive, the world will collapse. Mechayes el toiv avoyu. Ato mechayes kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the life machine of the Bria. It would be impossible for the world to sustain, be sustained. Shvisa means where we don't feel, we don't see it. Ki odom einem marish b'atzis melocha. The Indian Zeh Hischel B'Shabbos. So he says, Shabbos, what's happening on Shabbos is of course it's a Bria, says it. There is a creation. It's not just a Dovah Chodosh. It's not something new which was on the previous day. It's a copy and paste which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting, enabling it to continue. He says, it's not like if someone, for instance, makes a table. You get a carpenter to make a table. He makes a table. Once he's done, he's given you the table. That's it. He's gone. The carpenter's not. You don't see the carpenter behind the table. He's done his. He's made his product. He goes home, finished. Eino k'moy mleches bos v'dom. Rak Hashem izborach mamtzi u'mahave oisoi b'chol eis v'rega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it every single day. And that's what he says. He explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ale b'yoy mashvi b'yoshva al kisek v'doy. Le'olam Hashem dvorcho nitzav b'shamayim. We've just been saying it recently by Tashlich. Ha'al dibur shomah HaKadosh Baruch Hu rakia hu oimed. It's there. It's constantly there. And that takes place on Shabbos too. He says a beautiful medrash, a sweet parasha. The medrash says, like this, I'm quoting the medrash, and he explains this. V'aychal Elohim b'yoyim ha'shvi. The medrash asks, Atmo. Efshe shenasa b'shvi. Basically the same question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did some yoyim ha'shvi. So the medrash says like this. Kozeh shu make b'kurnus ala sadon. It's similar to, compare it to someone who's the person who's blacksmith or silversmith who has the chisel and he has the sadon, he has the
anvil.
That's it. The anvil, and he's standing there with the makib b'kurna. So he says the medrash. Higbiyoy mi b'idyoyim. He lifts it up in the before Shabbos comes in. V'iridoy mishach hasheicha. And he puts it down when it becomes dark. What's this medrash saying? What's the pshat in this medrash? Strange medrash. What's he saying there? It's compared to a makib b'kurna. What's it all about? Zog de Beis Halevi. I'll tell you the pshat. He says, if you think about it, when the blacksmith or whoever, or this woman who's lifting up the chisel, lifting up the hammer. Lifting up a hammer is a clear, visible act that you see. Something that he did, because a hammer doesn't get lifted up on its own. You need someone to lift it up. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no nature. There's no gravity that's making it happen. It's got to be that someone's behind that. There's Agbas HaKurnas, lifting up the hammer. That's a poil mechudosh. That you see something's evident. It's clear that it's through someone else is making it happen. The hammer going down. That's ready. Natural. That's really gravity that makes it happen. If you leave a hammer, it goes down by itself. So he says that's the difference between lifting up the corners and putting down the corners. Lifting up the hammer, says the Beis Halevi, you see it's evident, it's clear that there's something happened to this hammer. It got lifted up. The hammer going down, hitting the anvil, that is ready. One, it's not clear and explicit that it's because of the woman that's doing so. But you know if the hammer is going down on an anvil, you can work out that it's from the woman. So he says that's the difference between Sheishis Yom and Shabbos. Sheishis Yimei Bereishis Zog the Beis Halevi, it's like the Agbas HaKurnas. It was clearly, there was black and white, there was something being invented. The new invention was created every single day of Maaseh Bereishis. There was something new. It was clearly, there was a Bria being created over here. It was evident. That's similar to Agbas HaKurnas. But Shabbos, where everything was ready in state, that is like the Hayrodas HaKurnas. It's like the axe, the chisel going down on the anvil. That, it's happening seemingly. It's not so evident that it's something new, but we know that there's a Boyer Olam behind it. We know there's someone behind it. That's what it means by Chal B'Yoyim HaShvi, says the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi is telling us a beautiful Yisoid of it. What's the difference between Sheishes, Yimei Bereishis, and Shabbos? Shabbos is also a Bria. It's not the Pshat that we go to sleep and nothing's happening. But Shabbos, Ba Menucha, there is a element of Bria on Shabbos. Says Vaychal Bayoyim Hashvi, says Rashi. There was Chosam Menucha. Menucha doesn't mean sitting back and doing nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mechayes Kulo. It's not visible, it's not something tangible, it's not something evident. That's the chiluk between Sheishes, Yimei Bereishis and Shabbos. If that we could understand. Why? Specifically when we come towards Shabbos Kodesh. We that's where we make, commemorate. We come along and we say, Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. Yes, we, Klal Yisrael, Maminim B'nei Maminim. Whatever the world might be saying different, we're saying no. We know that every split second of this universe is being created Yesh Me'ayin through the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically on Shabbos. The other days of creation, we don't make such a business about it. It's specifically on Shabbos Kodesh. We come along and we say, yes, we know, even though the world looks like it's natural and everything is going on autopilot. No. We know Atom Mechayes Kulam. That's why specifically on Shabbos Kodesh, like we said, we say, we make an Eidus. We say Vaicholu, make sure standing up. We say with two people because we're testifying and saying we're reaffirming our belief in the Boyer Olam.
That's the
Shvisa.
I don't understand.
That is Shvisa. That is Shvisa.
I don't understand. If he does nothing and he's Mechayev Kulim the whole time, so how to differentiate the Shvisa? He's not creating anything new.
He's not creating anything new. That's the chiluk. It says Melach, and that's what I'm going to say in a second. That's what we find something very interesting. It says on Shabbos. You know how to do Lama Test Melachos. Everyone knows that. Lama Test Melachos. What does that mean? I'm giving an example. You know how to make, let's say, Chayrish. Chayrish, you know how to make a tiny hole in the ground on Shabbos. A tiny hole, a mashu. Or you make a little hole in the wall on Shabbos. Because someone's Chayiv Chatos. Chayiv Chatos. Chayrish Bekolshu. You make a hole in the ground, it's Chayiv. You're doing it specifically with intention. Someone's Chayiv Chatos. That's quite scary. Or other melachos, boire, you picked out. You're eating some nuts, and there's a little stone in there. You take out, yechayiv chatos, Hashem irachim. But midiraisa, if you think about it, the whole day you could go and pile up chairs and schlep them in your garden backwards and forwards, or schlep them in your house and be busy 24/7. You know, you could jog within the Tchum Shabbos, the whole Shabbos Kodesh could sweat. I'm saying Midrabbonim possibly you shouldn't do so. But Midrash, as far as the Torah is concerned, you could be working yourself out the whole Shabbos, work out the whole Shabbos. And you haven't been over one Issa. Where's the Menucha? Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha.
It's difficult therefore to understand why Matan Torah was on Shabbos. You would think such a big event wouldn't be on Shabbos.
That's something else to discuss, but it goes hand in hand. On the contrary, he's trying to bring out that Shabbos has something unique about it. So we have the Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch speaks this out. What's the chiluk? A person made a little scratch in the wall. A tiny, minimal scratch with intention. By a person busy the whole day, he's schlepping benches, schlepping chairs. He's doing a 25-mile marathon on Shabbos. No problem if he's in Tchum Shabbos. What's the pshat? He's working himself out. Where's the menucha? The pshat. This is the pshat. Because what Kodesh Baruch Hu did, Sheishes Mei Bereishis, says the Beis Halevi, was melocha. Melocha means something new. Something new has been created. There was on Sunday there was oil. On Monday there was the Shomayim. On Tuesday there was the Abashur. Something new was invented. That's the issue. The issue is to create something new. You want to be busy and work yourself out on Shabbos?
That's not a problem.
That's not a contradiction to Menucha.
He created the Shabbos.
What?
He created the Shabbos. Menucha.
Menucha. That menucha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying right now. Menucha doesn't mean sitting back and doing nothing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mehave karega every moment. The whole bria with all the phenomena which is going on, it's through the through dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's shvisa. So that's why we could really understand lama tes menuchas. So some menuchas are a bit more complicated to understand. For instance, why is Yitzhah? The Gemara says, we know the halacha, the first mission in Shabbos, if you stick something out from Rishus Hayok, Rishus Harabim, it's called the melacha. Why is that considered something new? The Gemara actually says, Hoytzo melacha grui. Okay, that's a discussion itself. But the concept of melacha is to create something new. That's what melacha is. And that's what happened, Sheishes Mei Bereishis. On Shabbos, that wasn't happening. Kodesh Baruch Hu is, as we're saying, Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid, every second of Shabbos, there is a creation. It's just, It's nothing mechudish, nothing. There's no new invention. That is the chiluk. Why we only make zeichel ma'aseh breishis on Shabbos as opposed to the rest of the week. A possible explanation. I'll finish off with another explanation and understanding. What? Sorry.
Can I just ask you to re-explain the point? So on Shabbos, there's different sort of creation.
There's a creation, but there's nothing new being mischabbos. No. There's no new invention, so to speak.
So why does that make us do the Zeichel?
Because our focus is to show that we believe in Atom Chayes Kulam, that Kodesh Baruch is great, even though it seems to be natural. That's where our main focus is. We're trying to emphasize that we believe that even though things seem to be, looks like the world's just going on its own. No, we know that there's someone behind it. That's what happened on Shabbos. The rest of the week, it was evident. There was on the first day, there was always something new came about. So our main focus is to show and reaffirm our belief, our munah, that there's a yesh ma'ayin ato mechayes kolam. That takes place on Shabbos.
Maybe what we say is the contrast. The contrast of Shabbos, that nothing new happened. That's why we look back and say the rest of the week Hashem created.
Yes, that's right. And maybe we go from that to the rest of the week. But our main focus is to get to this idea when we sing Zeichel Ma'ayis Breishis, that we firmly believe that every second of this bria is Atom Echayis Kulam. And of course, the answer is Sheishes Mei Bereishis. But that's why we find there's an emphasis on Shabbos Bedavka. Just to finish off with another a pasuk in Vayichulu, which we say tonight, we say a few times over Shabbos. Also needs an explanation, this pasuk. We say, Vayvorech Elohim esyoi ma'ashvi v'akadosh ha'isoi. This word lasais is a strange word. Ashabora Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created lasais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to do. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to do? This is a discussion that we're showing him. Rashi already says something. Rashi says, what's Ashabora Elohim lasais? Just stop over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Mikom lach, Ashabora Elohim, stop. What's mean lasais? This word lasais seems to be not in place. So Rashi says, Pshat, Peter Medrash, Ashabor lekim lasois hamlocha shoiso reuyo leosois b'shabbos. Lasois refers to the mlocha that should have been done on Shabbos. Kofal v'oso b'shishim. That's a chiddush. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to do some mlocha on Shabbos, That's why we have the mon that was actually given double on Shabbos. There was a melacha supposed to be done on Shabbos. Moridiki Rashi, the Medrash says. There was something supposed to be done on Rashi, on Shabbos, sorry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually did it on Friday before Shabbos kicked in. That's one pshat. The Eben Ezra gives another pshat. And he says, Ashebora lekim lasa, is also an incredible pshat. Lasa means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created himself. One of the nefloi saboiri. There's a reproductive system in the Bria. All the Bria has a lasis in it, meaning that it can reproduce itself. Everything, the entire Bria in its entirety. You have humans, animals, the fruits, vegetables. They have automatic reproductive system. That's Asher Bora Elohim Lasis. That's the Eben Ezra's pshat. The Lasis is referring to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria with an internal way that can reproduce itself. That's what Eben Ezra says. But I saw a beautiful pshat. Chaim Kaufman, Zichet Tzadik Baruch, says a beautiful pshat with a... Sorry? Mishcha Hashem. He says like this. He wants to explain it on Peter Ohr Chaim, and it also gives us an understanding, a bit of a more of appreciation of what Shabbos is all about. Because as we said, Shabbos is Zeichel Mais Brachos. That when we go through a Shabbos, we should understand what's happening in Shabbos. Zogdaza, he says, the Rechaim says in this few times over here in this Psukim, he explains a very interesting fact. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually created the world that should only be sustainable for 6 days. Sheish Es Yomim. The world should only really withstand itself for 6 days, says the Orchan. That after 6 days, the world will fall apart, says the Orchan. What happened? Says the Orchan, Shabbos came along and gave it, reinforced the world. He says, he brings a curse for that. V'nischakeim Hashem, ubor yoim echod, who you tell Hashem, Uboi Bayoim Khoiza Hashem Ashpia Nefesh Loilom. He enhanced the world, he reinforced the world that should stay on Shabbos. Shabbos gives the koyach to the whole Bria, says the Orchan HaKadosh. That the world without Shabbos, the whole world will collapse. And he says more than that. It's not just the first Shabbos of the Bria. Every single Shabbos, says the Orchan HaKadosh, unbelievable. Every single Shabbos reinforces the Bria that it could withstand and stay post 6 days, says the Orchan. 6 days, really, the world should stay and afterwards should collapse. Comes Shabbos Kodesh and gives a boost to the world and lets it stay for another 6 days. That's why he's Mazbeh many Mamor Chazal Pisa. That's a big Chiddush. That Shabbos is the what enables the creation to be sustainable. So the Chaim Kafim, that's the Pshat.
But actually, it's a kasha. The first day, not the last day, because that gives the chayim.
No, it's kasha. Both created for 6 days, and then the Shabbos comes along. It's Shabbos lets it stay in place, but it also gives the square for the next 6 days. It is in one way, it's the beginning of the next week, and one day, in one aspect, it's the end of the previous week. He says, Ki voy shovas mkom lachta shebor elokim lasis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the what's happening on the 6th, on the 7th day, on Yom HaShvi, on Shabbos. There's an asiyah. There's something actually taking place on Shabbos that's enabling the Bria to stay intact. Without Shabbos, the whole world will collapse, Zog Da'ir Chaim. That's a big chiddush. That gives us a different dimension, and we can appreciate Shabbos. So firstly, as we said, Shabbos Kodesh is, we're not just reaffirming our Muna and Maisa Bishas that once it happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noch, and now it's just sitting back and doing nothing. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaye Eskulam. Ato Mechaye Eskulam. Every single moment of the Bria, every single second, is a Yesh Mayim. That's what we are commemorating, Zeichel Maisa Bishas. And secondly, we see another Yisoid over here, based on the Ohr Chaim, with like Reb Chaim Kaufman says the Pshat in the Pasuk, Ashebor Elokim Lasis, that through Shabbos gives empowers the Bria, reinforces the Bria. Without Shabbos Kodesh, all Bria wouldn't be sustainable. And we have to be zeichel to be mekayim Shabbos kol chose, and someone who keeps Shabbos is zeichel nachla bli mitzorim, and will be zeichel lekol habrachos. The Chola Yeshuas. Good Shabbos.
Shai. Problem about Shabbos Bereishis is that
The Torahs are a beautiful Torahs to say on the Seder, but very difficult to contain within 10 minutes. So I have to be very selective. I'll tell you something. Last night somebody told me over from a Maharal a very interesting concept, because the world was created in Lushan Kodesh. Lushan Kodesh starts with an Aleph, finishes with a Tuf, and has got a Mem in the middle. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Shows you. And something more fascinating about it, that the MS comes to a numerical, like a key factor, because we're working now in Misbokutin. Misbokutin means that you never have multiples of 10, but only work them down to single digits. So if Aleph Mem Suf is the Rebbein Shlom's signature, Aleph is 1, Mem is 40, but 4 really, because we don't count the anything over 10. Misbokutin means that Mem is 4, and therefore Tuf is 400, also is 4, because the real numbers are only 1 to 9. Afterwards, they're just multiples of that. 11, 12, 13 is adding to 10. But the real numbers are 1 to 9. So if MS is 1, 4, and 4 is 9. So you've got 9. And if you carry on like that, you can go on, because the world was created with a base. Bereishis, Bura, Rekim, Seshmaim. You never start with the Aleph, because the Aleph is a Lufoy Shel Olam. The Rebbein Shlom is singled out as 1. And you start Taf Beis in Gemurah. Bereishis starts from a Beis. So if you work out in those numbers, leaving out the 1, because the Rebbein Shlom is the number 1, Beis Gimel Dalet is again 9. Beis is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4, 9. 4, 3, 2. Hey, Vuv and Zayin is again 9. Why? 5, 6 is 11, 7, 18, 8 and 1 is 9. Ah, clever, huh? Ches, Tes, and Yid is 8 and 9 is 17, and 20, 27 and 7 and 2 is 9. Moiradik, huh? Emes goes, if you structure, the world is created Lushan Kodesh not for nothing, because the Rebbein Shlom's Chasime is there in all the letters. Emes, Emes. Moiradik. Okay. And if you go through that all the way through the whole of the alphabet, it's also like that. If you go with Beis Gimel Dalet, Hev of Zion, Ches Tes Yid, Chof Lamed Mem is also 20, 30 is 50, and Mem is 90 is again 9. Nien Samach Ein is again 9. You work it out, and then Peit Sadik Kif is again 9, and Reishi and Tuf is again 9. Wherever you work it, it comes to Emes. So that's not the Lekida. The Lekida is that there is a Chazal here on the subject of Emes. So just very, very briefly, which keep to the subject of Emes. Right. So there's a Medrash that says Beshu Shavur Gitzbochi Leborois es Udom, to create man. So then there was a big fight up there in the upper worlds. What was it? Chesed Uma kind of said Yivu, man should be created, because we're going back to the Nase Udom. Nase Udom means there was a collective consensus here. There were bunch baraten. He wanted to check first of all, and the opinions of the others. That's why it's the Nase Udo. So Chesed said, he should be created. Came along Emes, truth, he said, nah, don't create him. Al Yivro, Shekila Shkurem, er ist einstig liegend, he's all false. Man is full of falsehood. Tzedek says, no, he should be created, he does stukas. Came along Shulem, peace, and he said, no, don't create man. Kila Ketutu, always divisive, always fighting, constantly in disparity, arguments. Yeah, we look today, ain't changed, huh?
How did you know?
What did the Rebbein Shlom say? That's why he told you in advance what's going to be. Ma'aseh Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Emes, which was one of those four middos, Hishlicho el Uretz Kaviyuchol, I wish to cast Emes down to the ground, and he said, Na'aseh Udom, we will now create man. Very peledike medrash, very strange medrash altogether. So you got chesed and tzedek on one side, they said, no, go ahead, create him. Emes and Shulam came and they said, no, don't create him, for obvious reasons. Zukte Kotzki Rebbe, gewaltige Kasha, why did he take Emes and throw it down to the ground? If Shulam said, don't create him, he said, chuck Shulam as well. Gewaltige Kasha. You hit?
Yeah.
Why dafke Emes? Zukte the Kotzki Rebbe, the trouble is that in every single fight you've got, everybody means Lemano Emes. In his mind, it's only the truth. Ich mein noch Lemano Emes. And in the fight, that prevails, because that's what's the driving force. He really believes that what he's fighting for is the Emes. So remind, if you chuck Emes on the ground, then he's out the picture, then there's no problem with Shulam. There's plenty peace. It's only when Emes is in the picture then there's a machlokes between people. Because everyone is busy fighting in Nevak Lemanu Emes. That was one mahalach. And the second one was the Kotzki Rebbe said that Eure, you know, yesterday the Simchi said a very interesting thing. He was discussing in a university and this fellow Muslim came across to him and said to him, you don't stand, you guys believe in a principle of Rov and Miet. So the world's, the majority of the world is with us, and you are definitely a minority, so why don't you submit yourself to the minority? It's your Torah. So he gave one answer. The Emestika answer is, which we'll come to through this Torah. This Torah says that he asked the question, why was Emes thrown to the ground? Once Emes is thrown to the ground, you've got two against one. So you've got a Rov. Why? Emes, Chesed and Tzedek said, create man. Emes and Shulam said, don't create man. You chucked Emes out the window, so you left with Shulam. So there, you've got two against one. So if you've got two against one, you could have chucked Shulam out the window. You don't have to chuck Emes. If it's a majority, then it's fine with Chesed and Tzedek to be against Shulam, against Emes as well. And he would have also been outnumbered in a Rov. Right? So Zukte Kotzki Rebbe, that when against Emes, there is no Rov. Once truth is reality, you cannot prevail against truth. That's the vote which I was saying, that Simchi said yesterday, that they came to him and they said, the Torah says, that's only when you've got a Sufi. Then you say you need to come to a majority. Yidden have got no Sufi, that there's one God in the world and that Judaism is the reality and that is the truth. So therefore there's no question of Rav here. Rav is only if you've got doubts. So Memaila here, the same thing prevails. Why? Because if Tzedek and Chesed would have been against Shulam, then they would have been two against one. Then Emes was chucked out. That works. But if Tzedek and Chesed would have been against Emes, then Emes would have demolished the other two automatically. What did the said Chesed? No, create man. As a Malchesed, as a Gite, as a Faina, etit Chesudim. Comes along Emes, etit Chesudim. This is a Chesed. I'll tell you why does Chesed. He wants the plaques up on the wall. He wants his name there. So everybody should know. Etit Stukas, anechtik etuk. The only reason he's doing Stukas is because the guy next to him is watching as he's taking out 20 quid and he gives for the Mishilach. He'll say, hey, it's a Chesed about Stukas. That's the truth. So Memaila Emes comes and whacks out Chesed and whacks out Tzedek as well, demolishes him completely. Memaila, so it doesn't mean two against one. He'll say to him, your Chesed is kein Chesed, your Tzedek is nicht kein Stuke. It's as good as with Gulish. Memaila, said the Kotzki Rebbe, that the only one that one could get rid of is to take Emes and put him out of the way. Against Shulam came as a Chayitze gave him. I have to help him so Zoy Chazah, Vater, to pursue the Midas of Emes in this world.
So, we're going to start with. make a presentation for me.
Tell me this what he says.
Money.
That's the driving force.